Yeah, so big deal, like we said, we were gonna do this show Tuesday night. I'm like, oh, it looks like it's going, but then I had issues at home, family stuff happens, and when your wife invites friends over, you can't say, hey, I gotta go podcast for an hour. Yeah, you gotta hang out and chill and chat and do stuff.
You just need. Have you tried to use that excuse once? Because I feel like you have to try it at least once. But
If it's family, like, if no, if it's like just family, I can do that. It's not a big deal. But it's like it wasn't family who came over. It's like,
full disclosure, I'm single, so I would just
no, it's a good question to
slide
ask. I've
away.
tried. No, I've tried before. No, you cannot do that. If it's certain people, like, oh, you can do that. I'm like, or I'll be done in a few minutes, or if I'm starting, it's not a huge deal. So that's where it delayed, and it's a blessing we did because Eric Musselman withdraws his name from consideration. Very
For
good.
me.
Be you know, it's good for everybody because couple things. Well, we'll get to the big picture stuff in a minute, but there's a guy from the Cal Rivals site, and I don't doubt what he's reporting at all because it wasn't just him. Musselman canceled the interview he had because he used to coach in South Dakota with the, I want to say, the D League or CBA. So I guess he has a connection there. He had to cancel a radio interview for that, and then there was reports like, oh, he's going to go. And then I looked at the scout guys because the thing I hate about these things, you gotta pay to read some stuff. I'm like. So what I really did, I'm like, okay, let me get a free subscription, see what he's saying. Because I guess I get the right business model and everything. I'm like, okay, whatever, that's fine. Pay, but their tweet, it's like if you're giving big news like that, it's like, come on. I
Make
think
it
you
more
should.
available to everybody.
I think you should. Like make an article, get click people to their site, but I go to it, I'm like, oh great, nothing. Paywall. So I get my free trial, make a brand new account, new email, because I've had scout accounts before. I'm like, okay, let me get a free trial. I go look at it, it's like not even close to what his tweet said about candidates coming out or who's going to be on there. All he said is that there's a backer for like Cal that likes a Musselman, somebody within the program, and that they're like, oh, there could be issues with the DUI, which is a concern with school, certain schools, even though it was a decade ago, still obviously terrible that happened and everything, not a good situation. But there's stuff, and then who he hired as assistant, former Cal assistant, he's now gone now. But it was just kind of a mumble jumble about why he wouldn't be a fit, but. Multiple people are saying it's close to happening, and then stuff people change their mind. That happens.
I mean, it happens. I mean, thing you may get into a situation where you sort of you have a job, you think you're feeling it, and then you sort of get halfway through, it's like, yeah, this may not be it,
So
and
you
you
mean
pull
how
out.
Doug Gottlieb going to Fox and Oklahoma State maybe after a
Pretty
game?
much, pretty
That's
much,
a bit extreme. Or Brett, what's his no what's his name? He's at Texas Tech now, who had UNLV job for a minute.
yeah. Oh, what's his? I'm blanking on his name.
SFA coach,
Yeah, not
Beard, Mike Beard, I
Mike
think.
Beard. Yeah, yes. As SFA to UNLV for maybe 10 minutes, and then
For spring
to Texas
break.
Tech. Pretty much spring break in Vegas. I could. There are worse places to hang to spend your spring break.
Definitely.
I feel like in that scenario, and like so we mentioned this earlier. Oh, last night on Twitter. I mean, other than the appeal of being in a power conference, the Pac-12, and maybe more money, maybe not a whole lot if you break it down, because what you would have to pay had he left before September 1st. What was the real appeal of that Cal job? I feel like if he stays in the mountain, if he stays in Reno, there's a chance where he could build something. It where it could be where it could it could build be rival to San Diego State, and what if they ever get going UNLV, being that power comp, being that top team in the Mountain West. I mean, in that, whereas Cal, okay, maybe his best bet is if everything plans out, maybe things break his way at Cal. What is he? What are they going to be, fifth or sixth place? Especially. It's just a bad, it's just not the most ideal scenario.
Well, a couple things. He had ties to the area. He coached. He people like his deep ties. Well, sorta. He coached NBA 3 year, three yeah, 3 years combined, Sacramento and Golden State. Stuff about his wife who works in TV and stuff. He has family, and he's close enough there for it's a quick flight to Northern and Southern California. But was this a job where I'm gonna take a Power Five job just because? I
Exactly.
that.
And that's what itself, it, to me, had he said yes to it, it would have been taking a Power Five Power Six. I call it Power Six.
Just a
power job, power conference job for the sake of it's a power conference job.
Yeah, and it's money thing was because what they're playing Kunzo Martin was 1.875. Muslim is making 400K. They were going to the next head coach is going to be, and the weird thing about that, I looked more deeply, only 250K was from the school itself, from Cal, which was a steal. The rest was from media, all it said was media obligations, so local TV, local radio, Pac-12 network stuff, those type of things that would pay you. So, well, I don't know how much they'd cut, say 1.3 overall, that's still triple the money that he was making.
Right.
And he doesn't need the money. Like, there's going to be something we're going to write probably tomorrow at some point. Musselman doesn't, he's a coach where he doesn't need, he's not chasing the money. He's not some young up-and-comer who was a D2 assistant around and finally got his first head coaching job. He's been in the NBA. He's been in the D-League. He's been assistant to Arizona State, LSU. He's been around for a while. Like, if you've been NBA, assistant NBA, it's like he's not a guy who needs to, at some point you want to prove yourself at a better level, and that could very well happen.
Right.
But freaking Cal. Like you said, they're what, the sixth best team, Pac-12? They are behind every year Arizona, UCLA. Would you say USC is always better than them in hoops every year?
I would say, in this, I would go in the Pac-12, UCLA, Arizona, Oregon, and then if you want to say USC, I think Andy Enfield's turning things around there. They're being more consistent of a tournament team. So, right, those four teams right there. And I haven't even mentioned Utah.
Oh, man. I'm kidding.
sorry, Jeremy. I haven't even mentioned Utah and Colorado, and if they ever get going, Arizona State. So right there, just UCLA and Arizona alone. you're already
at best. On your best year, you're probably third in that conference, and maybe steal one of four games from those schools if you play them twice.
That's just too much, especially given with UCLA and. That all up in the air was
Alford, Indiana. That's the only other job. Like, if I see Musselman go to UCLA, I would not blame him one bit. But Cal, it's like looking at what they've done historically. They're always like an NCAA tournament. Like from 2000 to now, they've been to and they've had three coaches: Brad Braun, Mike Montgomery, and then Kunzo Martin. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tournament appearances since the turn of the century. They've been ranked about. Seven of those years. Their best year was in 2012-2013, where they went to the third round of the tournament, which I'm thinking, if they still counted the opening round of round one, that would be a round of 32 game they lost to, I believe.
So they got to the second round. And
if the way they mark, you know how they change the names for that.
Right.
Stuff, but it's not a great basketball. So yeah, he might build something, do good things, and potentially, but it's not a place where it's like, why would I go to Cal from, like, in Nevada in year one, he equaled the wins from the prior 2 years. He went from 9 to 24 wins, and they were 15-9 the 2 years prior. So he did that, and then he built that to the NCAA tournament. They're building, and it all depends if Cameron Oliver stays, because that's a huge deal. I am of opinion he might be gone, because if he tested the waters last year, he's going to do it again, I'm assuming. Because only one team wanted him last year. Celtics worked him out, and that was about it. But to go to Cal, it's like look at Shaka Smart. He had all these offers, waited, and Texas is a very underrated basketball school, and he goes there. I think that's a pretty good move, but I don't want to crap on Cal, but like you said, they're middle of the pack, Pac-12. Like, Utah could be better than them. If Colorado gets back, they had a down year, they're better than them. Cal lost to Hawaii last year in the NCAA tournament, got blown up by Cal State Bakersfield. This year, and so there's issues there, and it's not that it's a bad job, but rumors are coming out that it could be. Yeah, you could do better. Like, he could wait. Like you said, like with the thing with Gary Parrish I mentioned before about him saying the reasons he wouldn't take it. He doesn't need the money. He's not chasing the money. He's an established coach, and he seems like college, like this level, because he's been a head coach at the freaking D League. And so if you're a guy who's coached NBA and D League. You're going to coach where you like to coach.
Right. And for the listeners, go check out, if you can, Wikipedia, Google, Musselman's coaching profile. he's literally coached everywhere. And if I'm not mistaken, when he was at the NBA, I believe he won Coach of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, if I read correctly. He's done good things. He's coached everywhere. And back with the Cal thing, and I completely forgot about this. Mike Montgomery, who stayed at Stanford forever, mm-hmm. you know, he left for the NBA to Golden State, ironically, and came back to Cal, got them to the tournament. I think it was 2011, 2012. I think the highest they probably ever placed under him was second. And that was in a time where UCLA was down, Arizona too. So you got to hope for a lot of things to break your way. If you're a Cal, or if you're, you know, maybe Washington State or
Arizona State, State too. Yeah, Oregon now, State. Arizona
see, Aaron, State. And I think with Arizona State,
they should be better.
They should be better because I mean, you look at Arizona and they're pretty much a stone's throw away. Mm-hmm. You look at what Arizona's done in, you know, 20, 30 years altogether. If you take the cumulative and you look at Arizona State, you know, you got to think, why not Arizona State? You know,
I've been to that campus in Tempe many times. It's a very nice place to be. It's much better than Tucson. I've been there as well. Just trying, it's way better. But a couple of reasons he pulled out, because on that, from the scout side, I paid area. I'll give their info. I don't care. Out, but like, apparently there's like a conundrum of who's in charge of who's doing the coaching search. Musselman said is like off-putting about how it's going on. And then I don't know what your thoughts are, like boosters being involved for coaching searches. I think not really. I know Fresno State for football, that was a big deal why they got Jeff Tedford, because everybody wanted him, boosters. But if you're giving money to the school, great, but I don't think you should have any involvement in who the coaches hire. I just don't think, like, unless you've been a coach or in athletics or something, I don't see any reason or why you should be consulted one bit about who you're hiring. I get they give you money, but that's just my opinion, and you got to kind of fall to them a little bit to, you know what I mean, just to get things done and get more money. But off, like, basically say it was a circus, Musselman said. And then if you look at what, who is this? Like, if you go to CaliforniaGoldenBlogs.com, they always have a ton of stuff. There was, what was it here? There's some podcast with somebody. Where was it? But basically saying, like part of what I said, nobody's involved. It's people like him, people don't like him. There's backers, there's not backers. Partly the connection to who he's been with on the coaching search. I wish I had in front of me, but basically, like it is, it's just a mess. And, like, Musselman is also the only guy who interviewed twice for the job, as far as we know.
Right.
And Randy Bennett of St. Mary's, like, thanks, but no thanks. I'm good at St. Mary's, which is probably a smart move. Then you got other guys like UC Davis and, like, or the associate coach at Arizona. And part of it's like they're shredding out alumni. They are, I guess, one, I don't know who it is. They make it pretty clear, like, you should know who it is if you follow Cal Hoops, but a former, it's like an assistant, current assistant. Went up to bat had a phone interview with, like, utter confusion, saying, quote, that was the strangest conversation I've ever had. And that it was only a phone interview, not even an in-person for a former coach of the program and alumni. I don't know.
It's, you know, reading what I've been able to read today about the search and everything like that is just, it seems like, I put it akin to when LeBron James came, when LeBron first left Cleveland to go to Miami, and he was courted by all these teams. And if you ever, you know, the whole story with the Knicks, yeah, he sat down with the Knicks and everything like that, and it was just a sideshow. This is the whole Musselman thing at Cal, and it's like, dude, what are you even doing? You gotta think, is it, dude, what's going on here? It's like, get your collective stuff together, you know, and nobody wants it. And, you know, any coach, any organization, any person, you know, nobody wants to go through that. And I mentioned this in an article I wrote when Musselman was first mentioned to the job. They did mention Randy Bennett, and I'm blanking on the name. He was a Cal assistant, but he went to Cal, I believe. But he's a Florida State assistant, so they were just really pulling names out of their hat.
Well, and also, right, like, right now, out. Yeah, Right now, the who is it here from John Rothstein of CBS TV now, Travis DeCurie, Montana coach, he was a former Mike Montgomery assistant, no longer a candidate. It's St. Mary, Randy Bennett never pursued it. And here's the remaining candidates they think are on the list. And if you're a Cal fan, this has to be pretty discerning. UC Irvine coach Russell Turner and UC Davis coach Jim Less. Really? You're a big time program and that's who's left?
That shows to me where your program in general is right now, where you can't even get in guys like Randy Bennett, guys like Eric Musselman, you know, you in the basketball.
I get Bennett not wanting to go,
but even at the very, you know, they're pulling out at the very least, you can't even get those guys to even, they're not even biting. That just shows the type of program they're at. And go ahead. Sorry.
It's odd. Here's my point. I was going to say, if Musselman was just some random coach that happened to, not random, but I mean, without the former success he had or former where he's traveled.
Right. If he was just an assist for career assist.
Yeah, let's just say, like I said before, he's assistant. He may be coach D2, Sun Belt, smaller, a SWAC or something like that, Atlantic Sun, then got to Nevada, and then got the Cal job. Yeah, I could see, how can you not get the Nevada coach?
Right.
But this is not a typical college coach, and he can smell BS a mile away for what he's been around. And in the D-League, he's coached in South Dakota twice.
Yeah.
He's been assistant, like I said, major programs. If he sees something he doesn't like, he's not going to take it, and that's the case. He's no dummy. He doesn't need, we'll repeat, but doesn't need the money, so he pulls the name out. But this seems like, to me, from the names I mentioned, they wanted Musselman from day one, and that's it. Why does a former alumni and former coach assistant do not get an in-person interview? It was just a courtesy to interview him just because he's an alumni. And Steve Lavin, who's yelling from the rooftops, who wants his job, not a peep about him getting an interview or anything. I don't know if you'd want Steve Lavin, but he was the guy who could never get fired at UCLA for going to Sweet 16s.
Yeah.
He went to St. John's for five or six years, did pretty good things, or decent things.
Right.
And nothing.
Right. And I would think he would be the person. He would, if I'm Cal, hey, if I can't get Musselman, let me at least get Steve Lavin. I mean, what he did at UCLA, as he mentioned, what he did at UCLA, you know, routinely getting them to the
How could he fire a Sweet 16 coach?
But here's the thing. That's the difference between UCLA and 80% of the programs. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to the Sweet 16, we're giving you a six-year extension. If you're UCLA or Kentucky, you're going to the Sweet 16 and maxing out there, it's like, okay, yeah, you got to go.
Next year, you better get moving or something.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah. I feel like, And going back to Lavin, and the thing is, St. John's didn't quite work out. I think it was just a fit of not the best fit. He's a West Coast guy, and St. John's is a really, that's a Big East school. And you got to get somebody from, the Big East. And
yeah.
I don't know if Chris Mullin's going to pan out. Maybe they're still at the bottom of the Big East, but nevertheless, that marriage didn't work out. But I think it was not for lack of trying. I think somebody like Lavin would fit in the West Coast. Call him, Cal. I mean, he's right there. He'd take him. You know, it's like, it's they're making this harder than it really has to be. You know, but.
And one last thing, we'll get back to Nevada stuff, because this is a very interesting issue and what's going on. Like I said, it's a circus. Sharif Abdul-Rahim, former Cal star, former NBA All-Star, I forgot or didn't realize he's a current assistant with the Kings. Mark Spears, ESPN, he knows elite recruits as well. And I think Cal needs to do something different if they're going to be, if they want to move up to maybe take that. Because Oregon's not, hasn't always been a elite Pac-12 basketball program. They're just gradually moving up. Utah was fourth this year. Utah, who know, I like, they're my team, but they haven't been very good since Majerus was there, really. Even they had all the other coaches, they've just been okay. They've been above average at times, but do something different. Like, I get a guy from UC, big West coaches, they do some good things out there. But Sharif Abdul-Rahim, that's like, him and Steve Lavin would be the splashiest hire out of anybody else, just because no name, it's a no name. Sharif isn't a guy who's what Jason Kidd, who got the NBA coaching job somehow out of nowhere with no coaching experience. And
oh well, that, never mind.
That's just a weird thing. But he's been in the NBA and he's in the area too. So those would be probably the top two choices. Sharif would be good because he played, he understands what goes on, how to win at Cal. Because Cal's been good before Jason Kidd years ago in the 90s. Sharif there, Abdul Rahim. I don't care what they do. It's just interesting to watch from afar that they're doing this. But those are the two hires I go, because if they want to move up, I could kind of go back to my original point. You got to do something different to sneak past Arizona 1 year, get past UCLA if there's issues with the coaching transition. You got to be sneaky good or have some different edge to beat them. Even Stanford, they're a solid basketball team for the most part. But
right. Before we jump back to that, I think with Lavin to me makes sense. Mm-hmm. Again, with the California connection, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, has the NBA cachet there, so that would be a play there. And also, he's a Cal alum. If you want to go to that, he's a Cal alum, he pans out. He's one of us. He's all right. It works out there. I just can't believe they're just whiffing on this, but.
Yeah, and there is no offer sheet. But, okay, back to Nevada. We'll get to our main – what we really want to talk about, I guess. Two things. This is very good because the Mountain West, we had one bid 2 years in a row, which is unacceptable in my opinion. That should never happen. And
– Agreed.
Agreed. I just saw a funny tweet about the World Baseball Classic not on ESPN.
Well, I'm watching it now. I'm watching it.
I can't find my dang remote, so I'm not watching it. That's okay. F you, ESPN. I don't want to watch the World Baseball Classic in Spanish. Not everyone has MLB networks, you a-holes.
It's like, get some culture. Learn Spanish. It's awesome.
Or you don't need to watch it mute. You know what I mean?
It's baseball. It's going to be with us for a good 7 months. Just let it wash over you.
It's pretty cool that this is happening out in Dodger Stadium. But, okay, I know I know we're going off topic, which we do all the time in every show. But I go ESPN front page. It's on ESPN Deportes. Okay, cool. Spanish. I like watching soccer in Spanish. That's fun.
Yeah, I think I like it. I don't think it was baseball. I think it was maybe the Olympics or something. And they're in a different language. It's fun. I like it. It's something different. It's cool. Just enjoy it. It's fun. Baseball. It's baseball. It's gonna be with us for 7 months.
Yeah, it's with us forever. And this is a unique thing. So get over it, dude. So I just happen to see on my timeline. It's pretty funny, but you'll be fine. Go watch the highlights in English afterwards on MLB.com, or if the genius doesn't know, MLB.tv streaming for free on this game. So
thank you.
Crowcast it or put it on your Roku or something. There's ways to find it. So back to the Mountain West, we don't want this league to be like, you have Elijah Brown leaving New Mexico to go somewhere else for a grad transfer. We don't want this league to be that, where best players leave because there's little chance to go to the NCAA tournament because one bid, which right now is the reality, and it's terrible. We don't want that to be the best players from San Diego State, Nevada, or UNLV once they get back going, or Utah State. What if Jalen Moore graduated last year, transfers just because? He's an elite player, fringe NBA guy this year. Potentially that could be the case. So keeping him around Musselman is same thing for coaches. You don't want coaches to leave after a couple of years, even though it's inevitable. It eventually happens at some point, unless you're Mark Few or Greg Marshall. That's about it. Shaka Smart held off as long as he could to get his job. So if Musselman wants to go somewhere, he can pick and choose his job.
Right.
But this helps the league overall. We'll see if Cam – it's going to influence positively Cam Oliver to stay, which still I say it's a 50-50 leaning toward gone. But him staying elevates the league. He's a big-time recruit, and we talked last night on Twitter. His NBA advantage in the Mountain West is much bigger than Cal. You kind of convinced me a bit more. Because if there's a guy who's going to go to, let's just keep the two schools, Cal, you can go to Cal, get a scholarship to go play in the Pac-12, and you may have to wait a little bit. Basketball is different than football. You may get a few minutes here and there. You're a pretty good level recruit, above average, let's say 3-4-star, or 3-star. Just Nevada can pull those guys in, I think, occasionally with what they're doing now. What would you rather do, go sit for a while or be the guy earlier at Nevada and have a coach who's been at the NBA and has coached everywhere and can tell you, here's what the D-League's like. Here's what it was like in South Dakota for the CBA. Here's what it's like in the NBA. Here's what it's like when I was at Arizona State. He has so much coach experience across the country, life experience, and people don't go to the NBA, especially if Oliver gets drafted. Nevada could have a couple players from this team be in the NBA in a couple years. That's a huge advantage when you're going up against Cal or going up against a school like, say, Kansas State or even Colorado, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, teams that are good but not great. It's not going to be advantage between UCLA or Kansas for 90% of the time. Right. But keeping him there is a big deal when you're recruiting against UNLV, like I said, Stanford and Oregon. That's, Nevada has the for, you know what I mean, a pro coach, and that's a big deal.
And it matters, too. And I think, especially, as you mentioned, in the Mountain West, nobody in the Mountain West has that type of pull like Eric Musselman. Yeah, of course, you can go to San Diego State because it's Steve Fisher, and they've been successful in the last decade. You could go to UNLV because of the history of days past.
Maybe Stacey in Colorado State because he's been to Iowa State and other places, maybe.
Exactly. Or that, because he's been there. New Mexico State slightly, but there's no big advantage like going to Reno and getting the experience of somebody like an Eric Musselman. I mean, they could grab a few of those, you know, three or maybe even a four-star recruit, like more, but possibly maybe a good three-star recruit that, you know, maybe some of those other, maybe some of the power conference schools may overlook. People, you know, let's not forget, Cam Oliver was originally committed to go to Oregon State. He would have been up in Corvallis, but, you know, decommitted after, I believe, Craig Robinson was fired, and they brought in a Wayne Tinkle.
I'm not sure. I just know it's a bad basketball team that beat University of Utah somehow.
Yes, 4-win Oregon State team. But yeah, Cam Oliver was a was a Pac-12 recruited by the Pac-12, and he came to Reno.
Oh, so, and the transfers too. Transfer and other guys.
Exactly. So you got the transfer market coming in. You're able to grab a Pac-12 recruit here and there that the bigger schools will overlook. You got the Martin twins coming in. You got Alice Cook for some of that, I call the Hilton Magic from Iowa State, coming in, and Kendall Stevens. So you're able to mine the transfer routes, transfer lines, while also getting, you know, pretty good up and coming talent. And they also wanted to mention Kenneth Wooten. A four-star recruit, I believe, originally committed to Nevada, but ended up decommitting because of grades and academics. Ended up reclassifying, but ended up going to Arizona. But still, he committed to Nevada. He came close, you know. So
you're going to lose 9 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10 between Nevada and Arizona. Come on.
That's just that's going to happen. Maybe they'll luck out, but. I think they could be that third or fourth, you know, when we talk Mountain West basketball, we mentioned San Diego State, when UNLV, when they get going, they could be that third team there, and hopefully the days of being a one big league will be over once things like that happen.
So there's a lot of things.
It's a good spot. Keep
good coaching, and they're going to slowly increase their non-conference schedule for sure. I know that because they want to, and it could be fine. But a couple of things, the contractor's rumors, it could be close to, he already has agreed in principle to extension. We don't know the details. AD David Newth is a part of that, doing everything he can. Rumors are possibly $1 million per year, up from 400,000, which not out of the question. Yeah, if you can get $1 million in Reno, you're right by Lake Tahoe. Go skiing in the off season. Come on, go water skiing summer, snow skiing winter. Come on, you can't beat that.
And if you get, and also you're not too far from the Bay Area. You're right there. Exactly. It's in regional terms. You know, I'm in Pensacola, Florida. I'm a stone's throw away from New Orleans. So that you can't beat that. Being in the Bay Area is fine, but you know, also helps, you know, you get scenic weather and you're in Reno and you're stone's throw away from the Bay. It's a good deal, and I just, like I said, didn't make sense for him to leave to go to Cal. And I kind of bounced around this. I wouldn't have been mad if he took the Washington job, because at least I believe they have the number one overall recruit.
Yeah.
There. So, you know, at least, okay, he's gone. He's leaving. He's going to Washington. But at least he'll have the number one recruit at least. And he has Seattle, so.
Exactly. And here's a couple of things that they're working on from Nevada. In addition to the extension, in the last season they announced they have their own practice facility, which will be done this summer. They're also increasing a budget for more charter flights. That's a big deal. Because if you're a program, like, I know NCAA pays for all that stuff for tourney things, but getting to Wyoming, Laramie is very difficult. The Mountain West, there's a couple of remote places, like Laramie, Utah State, there's your good 40 minutes drive, but away from, if you go into the Salt Lake, hour plus if you're in Salt Lake Airport, 45 minutes from Ogden Airport, which is just south and west of Logan there. But getting charter flights means you don't have to, because getting to Albuquerque direct, but getting to, like I said, Colorado State, you're 45 minutes away from airport. Going to Utah State, you can charter closer. Big deal, and also huge assistant pool money. And then I guess, I forgot about this, they brought in Michael Buffer to announce the starting lineup. 10K for that. So.
And why use it for the, and I understand the rivalry, UNLV and Nevada. But
was that at Nevada he did that? Was that in Reno?
It was in Reno, yeah.
Oh, that's the biggest slap in the face to do that. Come on.
It was in Reno.
Yes, that's the best. I thought it was in Las Vegas for that.
No, it was in Reno, the first of the UNLV game they played.
I think maybe didn't the Rebels do that as well for their home game, I think, to make sure they got him back?
I think so. I don't remember, but
That's a big
even still, that's cold. That's just cold.
That's the way to do it, man.
Exactly. But if you're Nevada, that's how you do it. That's how you stick it to your rivals in the South. You know, it is something. But back to what you were saying about Nevada and the expenses. You know, it is a lot of places where it is, you know, hard to get through. And a charter flight works great because, and again, I hate
comfort
to
too. Just comfort.
Comfort, and then because I believe when they played, I think it was the first season. I read that I think they were playing, was it Wyoming or Utah State? One of them. Just the travel day. I think it was Utah State. No, Colorado State. I'm sorry, Colorado State. When they played Colorado State in Musselman's first year. They, there was a story that they basically, I believe, had to take a bus from, I think it was from Reno to Fort Collins, or maybe they got to Denver and they had to take a bus or something like that. Or,
well, Denver, the two airports are there. You have Colorado Springs and Denver, and they're both about an hour drive. So.
Yeah, and they had to take that long bus trip, and by the way, it was snow. So just going through the elements, and
well, it's a 6'10" basketball player. I mean, I'm 6'4" and I don't like flying coach, man.
Man, I'm 6'3" and
that's terrible. And
I'm 6'3" and flying in Pensacola, because when I go out to California to visit family, I have to fly from Pensacola to Atlanta in a little tube.
I hate those. Oh, the 50 seaters.
Exactly.
You can't even stand up in those.
Nope. Is you got to fly from I have to go from Pensacola to Atlanta in that little tube, and then when I go from Atlanta to San Diego, I get the bigger plane. So we're both tall. We're both tall guys. So imagine, as you say, being 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", and I got to go from Reno to Logan, or excuse me, Ogden, or
wherever.
Reno to
yeah,
exactly.
To drive,
or even go to Reno to Corvallis, Eugene. You know, a lot because even Corvallis and Eugene are out the way places, so it really helps and it steps their game up in terms of comfort for their players and recruiting in terms of when they go after bigger, you know, when they have to compete with, we'll just say the Utah States of the world. You know, hey, we got the upper hand on these other schools. You know, I would assume San Diego State and UNLV already got that set, but here comes Nevada stepping their game up with that.
All right, do you have anything? We need to wrap this up. Anything else you need to add? I know we didn't talk about the game. It's unfortunate. Every comeback was thwarted, but any last thoughts? Because they return all but two players, and is it smooth sailing ahead for Nevada? Are they going to be the preseason champs next year?
I think they will be. They would be the prohibitive favorites to win the regular season title.
They better
I think
be.
Them loot. Well, who else is going to be? I mean, I think it will. I think losing Marshall hurts because I think that gives them. I think the difference between last year's team that did win the CBI and this year's team was the offense. I think Marcus Marshall gave them instant offense, and he's leaving. So where's that offense going to come from? Mm-hmm. I think Oliver stays. He'll test the waters. But I can see. I envision with this being March 22nd, the season's over. There'll be a little bit more of a defensive team now. Check back with me 6 months from now. They might score more points, but I think they're going to be a little. They're going to. I see them being a little bit more akin to the Musselman's first team that was more defensive.
Yeah, they'll score. We got a couple. We got Jordan Caroline and Oliver back. Well, hopefully Oliver back. They lose with DJ Fenner's the other guy they lose, but that's about it. From watching on that game real quick. I know I haven't watched it. I've watched enough in Nevada, but not a ton. People are like, you don't watch them. They never pass. I'm like, well, you think it'd be a good idea to pass sometimes?
Yeah,
just being a chucker from 3-point range. I'm like, it's good, but moving around a bit. Come on, that shot's gonna be there again.
They're gonna, but I think, and you're right. The ball movement, I believe, is a lot. You know, it is good. It was good for them this season. I think what was different between this year's squad and the last year's squad was the offense. I think the offense was a little hard to come by last year, but it got going during the CBI tournament, and they won it all. This year, I think the points were a little bit more easy to come by in more bunches, and I think that might be a little bit difficult next year, possibly, because they don't have that instant offense.
Yeah, we'll see. I just watched the tournament. Like, I'd like a few more passes that, because I know that's their thing. But if it's not falling, they know. They know it's coming. That was my kind of issue with it. Like, they know it's coming.
Right. And real quick, I think they just ran into that with Iowa State. I think they just tried to match point to point with them, and
they couldn't.
They couldn't. You know, Iowa State's just a great offensive team. I think. If you go and check out, you know, when they won the Mountain West tournament and during the regular season, it was a little more movement of the ball. I think they got caught with Iowa State, the ball stuck, and they couldn't do that and beat that squad, you know.
Exactly. All right, so that's pretty much wraps up for basketball right now. We'll do some periodic off-season stuff to talk about whatever. We should shout out to Eli. He took the worst trip ever to Scotland because he's missing part of the NCAA.
I know. That's just, I feel bad for him, man. I mean, he's going to Scotland, so I can't feel
pretty
too
cool.
Bad. But yeah, he gets to see, you know, goes halfway around the world. Scotland, yes, but
have some fun.
It's not all the good stuff, you know.
We'll see. He's trying to stream it. He'll figure it out, but we'll be back at some point talking hoops and everything. So that's our show for tonight. We'll probably talk more basketball periodically, recaps on the team, but check us out on Twitter, MWC Connection, Facebook. Sorry for chewing gum on the Facebook Live. I didn't realize it. I was doing it until halfway through, so I apologize. That probably looked unseemly with me chewing gum and talking. I was just at the right spot at the right time. I'm leaving work for a second. I saw the news. My Twitter actually said 0 seconds, 0 S for Jeff Goodman. Okay. Check somewhere else. Good. Facebook Live right away. But without my gum. But it happens. But yeah, check us out. Stitcher, SoundCloud. Or not SoundCloud. Sorry, Spreaker. We're there. Do you have a favorite podcast app? I use a Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast. I think I have. I think I do. But if not, I need to get it. It's pretty cool. I think it's a pretty good app to check out.
It's still only a couple bucks. I know Podcast Addict, but I love what it is. Because I like to do 1.2 speed. Helps me... It speeds up a little bit because I have too many podcasts to listen to, so I need to kind of speed it up some point a little bit.
Yeah.
To get through all of them.
You got to pick up the pace a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. That type of stuff. But check us out. Give us a review. Subscribe. And we'll check everybody next time. And congrats to Nevada. Congrats to Mountain West. And I guess people get mad if I don't say it, but I guess I have to say it every time now because we're biased against your team and we'll end the show that way. And football show coming up shortly. I'm doing double duty tonight, so hopefully you like that as well. We're talking team bacon. Real quick, are you team bacon or team taco?
For just food itself?
Because there's apparently a fight going on between tacos and bacon.
Oh, my. This isn't... put me on the spot here. I guess I'm Team Taco.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Taco. Yeah.
Good. So am Taco. I. And me and Matt will talk about this more, but I just say this, man. Give me a taco and have some bacon infused somehow. Isn't that the best way to go?
Exactly. I've made you can make
quesadillas. Come on, that's the same thing. Yeah, it's close enough.
But I made it. I put it with bacon in it. So I mean, it's the best of both worlds.
Go for it. Yeah. So listen to me and Matt argue about that for 20 minutes before we get to some football talk. But again, thanks for listening, and we'll see everybody next time to talk some hoops. And yeah, go.